Hallelujah.
Amen. God is good. Amen. We will begin the year together. It's a miracle to close the year together. Amen. It's the Alpha and it's the Omega of every year. And the reason we come together is really to say thank you. Amen. God has made us a family. And this is one of the times we gather together to express the heart of that family towards God. The Bible says we are the family of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And we will be ready to fast after this much eating from all the way from October to December. You should be ready to fast. Amen? Amen. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. We are going to be really blessed. Amen. Because God is taking us through a cycle of season and is bringing us into a cycle of blessings. Amen. This morning, this few moments we have, I feel the Lord just put me with everything to me. My devotion as I was just meeting with the Lord. And God started dropping something in my spirit. It was funny when Jesus was saying to me. Then I realized that some of it was for this morning. Amen. And I don't know how the Holy Spirit will do it, but I'm just going to read and see what he says to us. The best way I want to describe what he was sharing with me is it's something I've never been able to understand. And no matter how much the Lord explains it, but when I'm going through situations, when I'm going through a need, when I'm going through a crisis moment, when I'm going through challenges, it's always like I lose understanding of this. And then I say, God, I want to understand what this really means. So I realize once we understand this revelation of what the Lord is sharing, it really positions us on us, the victorious. It makes us very unmanageable by the culture of this world and by every power of us. And it's God's desire for us to be that way. He doesn't want circumstances to take over our peace, our joy, take over everything. He doesn't want to be every situation. God wants us to be unmanageable by Satan, but He wants us to enjoy not just Him, but to enjoy who we are in every situation. There's a statement in the book of James that makes what I'm about to share with you this morning, it doesn't make sense. And it's exactly the first words in the book of James, chapter 1. It says, brethren, count it all joy I was silent. That doesn't make sense to anybody. But when you start understanding what James is talking about, and when you start understanding this thing that God is going to share with us this morning, then it makes sense. Amen? My brothers and sisters, as a church, as a body, as a people, when we come together like this, we have come to the school of the humans. It's not the school that is set by men or the wisdom of men. We come to be equipped, we come to be trained, we come to be empowered, we come to be transformed. Because when you walk out of this door, you deal with life challenges, you deal with situations, and God expects us for every situation to be our profession, and every situation to be a growth. God allows situation to build our faith muscles and to take us to the next level. But without the situations we face going out there takes our joy, we are depressed, we're confused, we are struggling, and most of the time we just are discouraged. I've been there many times. But I find out it's not God's will for us not to walk in this. So what is it? Everybody say, Jesus.
Hallelujah!
Patience. If you want to really understand the word patience, a little bit smaller. If you want to really understand the perfection of the word patience, is the word used to characterize who God is. Not this major offense, it's called long suffering. That's the word, long suffering. We don't understand what that word means. I never understood it. Because I saw it is doing this, we misinterpret it, we misunderstand it. Because if I ask you that, you want to say that, I don't want to say because of the terminology of it. But that word is something Satan cannot manage, he cannot control. It's the most powerful manifestation of faith. Is an attribute, is one of the amazing characters of God. When God reveals it to you, and when you need to notice, often you see in the world, the Lord's Spirit of God, we can not see the Lord's Spirit of God, the character of God. How many of you like to be like that? Am I asking the right question, okay? How many places have you had to do that job? How many of you have to do that job? Some of you have to do like this. Can you be like, yes!
Yes!
Amen! That's why we're here. Amen? Okay. Do you want to be like God? Yes. Yes. Are you the daughter of God? Huh? The daughter of God? Huh? Okay. So, if you're born of God, you need to have God's DNA, God's character. And God's character is a new universe.
is unmanageable by Satan, is unmanageable by Christ. Because God's character rules over darkness.
And one of God's characters that gives victory in other things is love. Every promise that God has given in His word, God says, you only receive the promise of God through faith and through patience. So what is this? Let's open our Bibles. I just want to close to it. Let's start with a very interesting passage. Please let's open to the book of James. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. I just read one verse here. Verse 11. Behold, now the whole book of James is talking about faith in different life situations. I told you before this lesson that take them and read to the book of James. And he started at the beginning by talking about, can't you joy when you go to trials? I mean, who wants to do that? But then in James chapter 5, he made mention of something. He says, behold, we count them blessed, happy, which endure. Those who endure. We count them happy, which is you. Then we move further and says, you have heart of the patience. The word patience, when you look at it clearly in the Bible, is the word for long suffering. Or perseverance. Of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the world, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Amen. So let's start with just that alone. You know, the devil saw this man called Job. And he was very prosperous. He was very healthy. He was a musician. And he was an example of what we call a blessed, because he was a blessed man. And this man gave, and the blessing was a testimony of God in his time. And the devil said to God, you see this man? Are you the reason why he's happy? Are you the reason why he's serving you? Are you the reason why he worships you? Are you the reason why he blesses you? I know why. You bless him. You give him so much. Why can't he be happy? Why can't you be blessed? Why would you not worship him? Why would you not honor him? Let me touch him and see if this man is worshiping. It is sister. Let me do something to him. Let me see. Take the edge off him and let me just touch something and see if this man is worshiping. God doesn't know the heart of the heart.
that exposes us.
And that's why James says, don't be joining the world to try, because every time
you literally show you where you are,
and who you are, and the love you have for God. Everybody can say, I love God, but when you have more to drink, you just came out of Egypt.
I love God, Moses, I love your God.
Amazing. Our trials are over. The Jesus rule of our lives.
We just love you. Thank you. Let's just celebrate.
And the meaning of this is let me just. I will use my life and let me just wait to read it. Who is this God? I don't know what he's doing.
Moses, you're doing this now.
I'm going back to Egypt. You don't know your heart. Until your destiny. Christians are not, I love God. That's a hard thing. The children of Israel kings, their love of God, when your destiny, and you die out.
So, God has used this man to
as an example of what the heart is. A man that has a heart for God is like.
He doesn't want to be extreme that no man could be even Jesus.
He says, okay, Satan, you will find out that this man is my son. Why?
If you think this man's love for me is because of the things around the world.
If you think this man's love for me is because of his children, is because of his wealth, is because of this, is because of that, why?
He said about that,
you will not touch anything else. But go ahead and find out where his heart is. So Job started going through some trials.
Some trials.
Testing time, circumstance time, situation time.
But he might have lost his fortune in one day.
We're not talking about things that any of us have gone through. God wanted to set an example. If the worst happens, what would your heart look like?
God can help you to do.
What are the little things to go through?
So,
just where is your best friend?
Wow!
He lost his business.
What in my
business that collapses? Satan played all kinds of things with his business. He lost his business. No money. You know, when you used to have money, you like it. People, you draw attention because everybody comes up. Dick. You know what happens when you don't have? People reject you. You see, the problem has no friends. The rejection, the mockery, the shame, the gossip. Who knows why his business fell? This was the man I was blessing everybody. The shame, the mockery, the talking, just like an ass. No, I think that was not enough. This man prayed for his children every day. But nobody knows why. Sometimes that can happen to you.
And
did what was right. Only to hear that something happened and lost his children. Yes.
All in one day. Obviously, his heart was, but his heart was still after God. Without the loss, he went to the grave, but still was faithful to the things of God. He still was committed to God. He still was talking about God. He still was a part of our mission, but still praising God.
How can this be, Satan? How can this be? questions. He says, God, this man is a loss. Where is this coming from? I thought every human flesh should betray you as soon as pressure comes, as soon as this soul in your heart, as soon as none of that will happen to you. All of a sudden, he started having souls in his body, sickness came. From nowhere. Sickness, doctors couldn't help, no one could help. You know, it was good things. It wouldn't take you anywhere. Bells or souls everywhere. He saw that he had new lost in us. This is so heavy. Whatever the enemy will come, they'll come out. And they were mocking. Look at that machine. What is he? Who's coming? That's the issue. We don't know what we think of this. We don't know what we see as people in charge. The spiritual people around you want to talk about me in crisis. On their trials. They didn't know what God was doing. They didn't know the reason of what God was doing. They were looking at him in the night. So, after that, Jehovah saw us, all of them were happening. Remember, you know, I read the book of Job, the wife couldn't take it anymore. The good news is, his crying was not so much for the wife, it was for Job. So I understand the frustration. She's human. She's making a point in her life. God wants to show us what kind of humanity we have. He says, Job, what we are going through is because you love God, then cost him a negative stuff. If your child God is bringing all this to you, stop it! Let's have some peace. Let's have some reality. Let's face some reality. This situation is because you are loving God. It's because your love is God, which is everything to God. This is how we do it. That's what causes deny God. For forgetting about church. Forgetting about prayer. Forgetting about fasting. Forgetting about giving. Forget everything you're doing. Let's just stop. Maybe this is a good way. Now, the real proof is something. Isn't it necessary to find out that when the pressure of life confronts you, like Peter, was pressure and said to the man, Jesus, what's it if you knew him? When this is happening to you, the best thing to surround yourself with are people who believe. Are people who can see or say what you can see? If you surround yourself with people who are too emotional or people who are looking at the second coming of human eyes, even though they are Christians, you'll make a matter of us. And that's what we do. The reason is we do for us is for us to learn how to be overcomers. What to do in times of crisis. What is the reason of crisis? Why does this happen? This cannot be given a joke and say, Job is because of this. Job is because of that. Job is because of this. Job is this. Job is that. Job is that. And he started speaking until Job was confused. Until Job was demoralized. Until Job now, instead of focusing on God, Job started having almost bitterness of frustration towards his friends. My brothers and sisters, of course, eventually before Job got the song, God was in prayer for friends. Because he was now hot and now wounded. The scripture I just read to you,
the book of Judges is the Old Testament. And Judges, God gave Judges revelation of trials, understanding of what trial was, understanding of how faith is built, understanding, if you read the book of Judges, is for strong meat for believers. Because they were going through a severe persecution at that time. So James wanted to make a very good reference of the power and the wisdom behind trials and what how God brings the trials in you from the heart.
He said, behold, it was, can you see the beauty of the trials of Job? What happened to Job?
It is what the patience, behold the patience of Job.
Why patience? Why will Job, all these people, be used, later used Abraham, be used as an example of what God wants to get out of trials?
Is
the Holy Spirit and say the end of the Lord. What is the end of the Lord?
God tested you, tried you, and when you allow this to happen, when you do this final testing, it was discovered that Job's relationship with God was not based on anything material. It was not based on anything that you have. It was not based on anything that you have. Because Job said, I can't make it, I can't make it, I can't make it, I can't make it.
My property belongs to God. He gave it to me. I can't make it. Everything I have is yours.
Why are you doing this? I have committed to God for my lives.
The natural world, the human nature, the ability of God, because of our loss and pride,
we begin to worship, we begin to acquire things in life. Something in that moment will seem to be easy and God will teach us.
And when we are lost,
we begin to say, we begin to it is completely still to this everything from us.
It drives us far from God and become visible and our whole life is shattered
because this is the thought of the future.
Jesus said, I understand how I came into this world. I understand how I'm going to live, not with one of these. The most important for me is to know the God I came to serve. That cannot be equated to anything. That only manifested as a result of trial.
And God loved about this man. God was so,
because he already knows his heart.
See, and do this.
So, finally, guess what?
After all this, God said, the very evil of Job, seven times better than ever was. Seven times. God multiplied the blessings of the dream sevenfold.
One of the most powerful statements Jesus made about the cross, about following Jesus as a disciple. He said, when you carry the cross, when you follow Jesus, you cannot put anything above God. If I ask you now, are you putting anything above God? You will answer me so correctly, never. Never, nothing. Until trial comes.
choose love, but they choose committed to God. The fruit is a sign. It says, behold, the fruit of the Spirit. It's a fruit. James says, can't you not go on the way to the other side? For the testing of your faith produces patience. What is this meaning? What are we talking about? How does this help us? How does this work? The first example I share with you, it shows this, that Satan cannot manage you when he finds out you are the man that has got patience. You know, you didn't know what to do with John. This is another example. In the Israel of promises. When God gives you a promise, and this word is the promise of God, will the enemies will do anything with these steps to make you feel that that promise will never come to pass. So the purpose of testing is to bring you through a process where when you come out after that testing, you will never doubt God again. And no matter the fire you go through, unbelief is the same. How did that happen? It happened to another man called Abraham. God gave him a promise. And he waited for the promise, he waited for the promise, 1 year, 2 years, he waited for the promise. And all of a sudden, this pattern man that is waiting, he did not know something was being produced in him. He just thought, I'm not worried. You told me you do this, you told me you do that. What is it? What is it? What is it? You know what? God allowed the waiting process or the testing process until the room, the natural ability for a woman to produce a desire. If you don't have a desire, the woman is the one who will be dead. Now, let me ask you a question. So, I promise you, I'm going to use a desire. What I'm sharing with you this morning, every time I go through with God in different situations, and I always come out, find out, wow, God, thank you, I went through this trial, now I know better. Abraham did not know what God was saying. At some point, as humans, you are the same one that you have on your own. He was running out of patience. Let me tell you, I'm like Abraham in many ways that way. I want to get this boy, I want to get this boy. My wife, I wish to say amen. Amen? Amen? Say amen. Amen. Now, when I want to do something, I want to do something now, right? Amen. Amen. Because that's just our nature. If there's a little bit of delay, we are frustrated. It's not even love. God can't do it anymore. God can't do it. But that's not how God works. So they said, this is what is going to happen now. Guess what they did? They did what they had ability to do. And that's what was produced Ishmael instead of the promise. My brothers and sisters, this is a long time. are you the same? Are you the same one who did
when God has saved us?
I understand why you give up. I understand why the feeling was the miracle. I understand why the finances. I understand why some of these things that we are talking about. I understand why you give up and really work hard in the natural to make things happen.
I understand why. So because of this tendency of the human nature not to wait, we have over 200 churches in this city, and 70% of the people in this city don't have anything to say about it.
Abraham said, I need this kind of thing, God's love of the Lord. Now, why did God teach us the lesson of Abraham as an example of faith as Job?
This is what God did.
This is Abraham, I'm going to tell you that to show the generations that we need is to be patient. I have to use my promises to you, and I have to produce my character to you before sin happens. So it says, okay, I'm single for this child. Amen?
So what is God saying?
God is saying, my brothers and sisters, my mothers, men's mothers are lying. Men's mothers lie. Do you know men's mothers lie? When Christ is at me, I am in the back. He fails. If I give you a promise, I give you $1,000 tomorrow, and then I have a crisis, I need to get it, I need to buy it, and I will come over and say, I'm sorry, I need to buy myself. Men want to pay. But when God speaks, let heaven and earth pass. Let the person die. Let the person go. Let that world is already because of God. So Abraham said, by saying he died, he said, no, he still, Abraham saw, experienced something, a person, and what says, that you bring that what God wants out of me. So, no matter how long you wait, if you pray for God or you keep believing God, it's impossible for God to pay. Impossible for God to lie. That's what the word of God is. So, when Job experienced the long suffering of God, when Job now tasted and now manifested the patience of God, manifested the power of God, that God can do something now, we can wait, but when he sees he does it, guess what? When God now tested in the next time, so if you have this son now, you love this son very much, this is your life, this is your time, go to sacrifice, go offer it. It doesn't make sense to Abraham. It doesn't make sense to anybody. This is all that Abraham has. This is a promise. You and Abraham will not ask a question. Abraham will not say this. So when it's time, the Lord says, we offer the kids, when you know that, after they have called, it's going to be a religious song. Why did Abraham do something so radically impossible? And it is so easy. Why? Because now it's a miracle. He has invested and he has manifested this nature of God that shows when God speaks, he seems to be able to pass there. Since there is no life that can stop the word of God. Amen? That's that. Now let's begin to summarize the time. I want
want to read another scripture to you. I'm sharing this with you because I go to trials. I go to meet, pay bills for this place. Trust God for all kinds of things. I go through pains, I go through things, and I say, God, when God gives me a scripture related to that thing, do I trust God? Do I wait and see this thing happen? Or after what things, I just give up. So this is why God does this. This is found in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. I read from verse 1. All the commandments which I commanded this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess, listen to this, and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. Now chapter verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to test you, to test you, to try you, to know, God already knows, but for us to know, to know what was in thy heart. If or whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. He says, if you keep my command, if you love me, keep my command. Now he says, I took you to the star so that what it says that you see your own heart, whether you love or you don't. Whether you really love or you don't. I want you to see for yourself. How do I show you? I'm going to cause you to come through my way to the wilderness, and I will show you your heart. Because I love you. I want you to know your heart. So, what does that mean? They came out of Egypt. And why? They came out of Egypt and God says, let's go to the wilderness. What is the wilderness? My brothers, listen carefully. Wilderness is nothing but the trial of life. The best things we go through in this life. As long as we need this cause for the Lord, we are tested by the battle. Listen to this. I never understood what Jesus was saying. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. I think it's qualified in two masters that you cannot serve God and cannot serve man. You cannot serve God and not man. Can we live in this world without needs? No. Can we live in this world without the world? No. God's desire. This is God's plan. This is Egypt. Amen? God brings the power of Egypt. God wants them to go to the wilderness. And God's plan is blessed. To give them a promised land. To give them the heavens, abundance, overflowing, a place of authority, a place of milk and honey, everything that may give the Lord, but don't you have to do much for the inheritance. God's plan is to come out of Egypt and be blessed. Why? Because of Moses, that is the land, we are to be blessed to be blessed to the nations. Regardless the
wickedness was coming, so we were stronger from our heart. In which we are past ourselves, the Lord of the person is never looking after us. He never looking after our God. So God says, with me, with my people, you can have everything I'll give you all as a blessing. Some of you are religious, so the physical you have a religious.
But my brothers and sisters, you are not a physical person. You are a soul. You are a spiritual person. That person on the inside is already being lost. Already being lost. A lot of things on the inside. So the purpose of obedience is so that God can move out of God. It's so that God can take away those things that has become part of you in the world that you never were. And then, when you come into your promise,
your promise was not only
God will bless you, your blessing never ends. You can give it away like you have, you can be blessed in it just like that. Because God is not everything.
But if you know about Jesus,
and you don't want to be there's a witness through the trials, through the temptations, through the things that God wants to forge you.
When you come here, those lost, those things in your heart, every blessing God gives you because of destruction.
I saw the song in Moses Christ came here, saw the Lord of Israel, saw the God of the truth. So you get so insecure, all these things, you hold on to something which is right around you.
I said, sir, listen, because that's not going to God, your life.
So you keep living with strong power, because now you have tasted the position of the soul with an uncircumcised heart. And you keep doing the thing to the rest.
Then God took a man to the wilderness of the Lord.
Then he came, then he washed the wound of the
tree. He said, because faith is just a gift from God. And it's not. Because he went to the trials. He went to the dialysis.
Now that is, when people come out of the wilderness, people come out of salvation, come out of riches. I want to tell you what's happening. Let me look at you this, because it's answer. When we come out of Egypt, the first thing God will do is to say, son, I will take you to the wilderness. I don't know what God says. He's going to take you to the life of fasting, the life of prayer, the life of serving, the teaching to know what is there, the life of serving the church. Being faithful in the church before the open door, I was saying that I was so committed to serving, giving him myself. The life of God, I was really honest, I didn't know what I didn't know what was. God was sending me there for the sake of the life of Jesus. It was what was being sat and prayed, all the things in the world said, for my family. Today, the Lord will come out of Egypt, they are saved. They come out of Egypt, they forget, they don't go to the wilderness. All they want is the promise to be this year. And they give it here. And Egypt is still in their heart. And see. Jesus says it's not what you eat that counts. It's not what you eat that makes you sing. He says this is what comes out of you. What does that mean? If you come out of Egypt, my brothers and sisters, and God doesn't circumcise you, doesn't humble you, doesn't test you, doesn't try you, doesn't change you here, Joseph, how can you go through this? Why? If God doesn't change your heart and root it, when you get through it, Jesus, when the church, you are in the church, this is the church, when the church depressed, when the church confused, when the church one way, when the church see me at the world.
And you say, why is the church become a world and not a church? Because we are living in a generation that never circumcised.
They refuse to understand the need to seek God when they are going through trials. The need to seek God when situations. They are always looking for an easy solution. And as long as you keep bypassing God in your trials, in your temptations, in the things you go through, your solutions
keep you the same. And you never change.
You're in church 10 years and you see changing diapers. So God says, I took you through the wilderness so I can show your heart. How did that happen? You all have read it. God said, okay.
Yes, come on, excited.
Now I want to take out some problems you have.
Am I still God with you? Yes. Am I still the one that's in the world from you? Yes. Am I still the one that's in the world from you? Yes. Am I still the one that's in the world from you? Yes.
Now, can I provide water for you? No. Because you're delaying too much.
Can I give you clean water to drink?
No. We're going back to Egypt.
You've been wasting time. We want now. We want it now. We want all this now. So, if you can provide it now,
you are not that same God anymore. Okay? Okay, here's what.
You are the God! You sent me to Egypt! You did it! You are the same God! Let's get our hands on it! Let's break silence!
God said, okay.
Now,
I want you to eat man. I will see your food from the loss of food, loss of flesh. I will set you free from overdependency of food. I will set you free from the things that caused Adam to fall.
I will set you, don't want to miss me, but I want to set you free from the loss of food.
So I'm just going to make you eat something that you don't want to eat. No onions, no tofu, no paella, no rice. I'm just going to give you some bread.
What is the waiting process? Because God is still checking if you trust and you can allow it to be here with you.
And once I am on the way to Christ,
I waited for a bill to be paid for a long time. I
times the months were taken out by reputation, right, shame. And we start feeling the shame, we start feeling our reputation, we start feeling the word people say, we start feeling what people think about us. And all of a sudden, we start looking for a way out. So, I kept my mouth shut. I just said to God, you're doing this, you're doing it. I didn't call myself, you call me. I can't remember. Well, you know. And none of us. They believe us. I said, God, God's asking. Good luck with this place. Good luck with this. No. I kept struggling. I kept struggling. I kept praying. As it was getting to the next month, all the stars were coming. I found out Satan likes to mess up with our lives. He tried to do it. The next moment, what he's trying to say, we need students, we need protection. On your leg, on your hands, on your this is not you yet. My brothers and sisters, like Job, even if God is the one, and it's not, I will still. My worship, my serving God, everything that I have to do is conditional to God. Where blessed are you? I have God, that's all that matters. This is the truth, this is what I want. I found it is God, if I don't have it, I don't have it. This is what I want. Happiness for me, that should not take away my peace. Serving God, loving God, because I know that I'm going to show. If I continue and move in, I will be blessed. I will be blessed. If you never fail, the breakthrough will come. So, my brothers and sisters, that is only possible if you have patience. If you are able to endure a little bit. He says, if you can endure, you obtain the promise. Endurance, perseverance. Is a test of true faith. In marriage, endurance, perseverance is a definition of love. In raising of children, endurance, perseverance is a definition of love. Every situation in life is endurance, perseverance is a word long suffering. If you have it, you always win. So I encourage you. As we end 2019, don't give up on things you expect to be set up. Don't feel disappointed. Don't feel hopeless about it. Believe that if it wasn't this year, God knows better, it will happen this year. Never stop believing like Abraham. Never stop hoping. Never stop thanking God. Never give up. That's what faith is. And with God, it will surely happen. Amen?
Amen.
So as we end this year, thank God for the words you say. Thank God for the words you have said. Thank God for the defense. God is faithful. God is faithful. That's the God you serve. He will never leave you now. we will go into 2020 with you, and we will never forsake you. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you. You are the same yesterday. You are the same today. You are the same forever.
You brought your heart upon us. You should bless us. You should trust us. But no one has blessing to God the same way. No one ever like Solomon. No one ever like Saul. Father, you want us to be a generation that blessings cannot cause fall. But we can be a blessing on you. Let it be to give you much more because I think you cannot be that. Father, fill us today so that you can bless us more. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Deliver us from those things the enemy needs. He will use to keep us in Israel. Father, I do. The matter is not your life today. We still want to be worshippers. We still want to be praisers. We still want to pray. We still want to follow the law. We still want to know you to know. We love you to disciple. Because we know you are faithful to the end. And you will restore. And you will redeem everything the enemy has stolen. We will be thankful. To you be all the glory. Thank you for this great men and women of business. Thank you for these champions of faith. Thank you for this, O God, your wisdom in this generation to make a difference. And you do it because your word will never return void. You are planted. Receive all the glory and honor. And Father, we will say thank you for bringing us to you here. We have expectation for great things in us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.